Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Now, with the gender pay gap once again in the spotlight, as figures published from Irish-based UK companies show that men are still earning significantly more than their female counterparts, just how far have we come at narrowing the gender pay gap, and how much of a knock-on impact does becoming a parent have on those in the workplace? Well, according to Dr. Lauren Barry, who's a lecturer in management at University College Cork, women who become mothers see the financial strain of parenthood more than their peers. And she joins us now to break this down a little bit. Dr. Lauren Barry, you're very welcome to the programme.
Hi, thank you. Thanks for having me on the show.
So break that down for me a little bit. Women who become mothers, they see a widening gender or pay gap. Is that right?
Yeah, so there's various aspects to the gender pay gap conversation. And one of them is the phenomenon known as the motherhood pay gap, which is quite a widely researched phenomenon, I suppose, at this stage. But what it is that the gender pay gap only starts to come into force really around the age of parenting age. So if you take, you know, for example, either childless or younger cohorts and try to do a gender pay gap analysis, there wouldn't be much of a gap there. The gap actually starts to occur when children arrive.
And what age have we put on that?
So the figures that I was looking at for that particular piece, what I was looking at between the ages of 35 and I think it was 55.
Okay.
Again, whatever age cohort you look at, the figures are going to be slightly different. But it's quite a well-known phenomenon that it is the difference that happens. It's people's working lives changing as a result of parenthood.
Okay.
And of course, these are generalized figures. This is, you know, data it's not everybody, but in general, family life and parenthood has a negative impact on women's wages compared to men's.
And the motherhood pay gap, is the gap between workers who are mothers and other women or other men and women, if you follow the question.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no. So the motherhood pay gap itself is the difference in wages, whether you want to count that in hourly wages or more, you know, a wider gap is going to be there, the in annual earnings between women who have children compared to women who don't. And I suppose it's fairly intuitive. It's that once a woman has a child, then her labour market participation is likely to be disrupted. She's more likely to perhaps seek flexible and therefore often lower paid work. Now, this data is based on people who are in work, so it doesn't account for women who might decide to leave the labour market altogether.
Okay. Is there a fatherhood pay gap? And the reason I ask that is, especially when the first baby comes along, it's a shock to the system, to both mother and father, I think, but maybe particularly for the mother, obviously. And it's traditionally the mother who does a lot of the caring, even though that's changing, isn't it? But the reason I ask about a fatherhood pay gap, maybe there's a loss for a little while in productivity. I mean, is there a fatherhood pay gap at all?
It's a little bit more of a complex issue than either the gender pay gap itself or the motherhood pay gap. The fatherhood pay gap is actually a bonus. Now, again, it totally depends on the jurisdiction, where the data is gathered, what age is the cohort you're looking at. But fathers in general tend to earn more than non-fathers. And that's even when you account for a particular age group. So obviously we earn more over our life course. And that can have an impact on the different wage gaps.
My goodness, that's incredible. So hang on, mothers earn less, but fathers earn more.
Yeah, so it's known as the fatherhood pay premium. And I don't know if there's any precise figures for Ireland at the moment, but there's definitely, quite a bit of research out there on this. And the phenomenon is really down to, there's various causes for it, but the fatherhood wage premium that occurs is theorised as to represent men actually intensifying their labour market participation following children. Now, again, the widest gap you'll see between men and women in terms of wages is the gap that occurs between mothers and fathers, which is what I refer to as the parental pay gap.
Okay.
Because you've got the father's wages going in one direction and the mother's wages going in another direction in generalised sense.
Can I ask you in the last minute or so that we have, Lauren, has there been any improvement in any of this, the gender pay gap or the motherhood pay gap?
Well, I mean, it's of course, in Ireland, you've had rapid increases in the number of women in paid work, let's say, since the 1970s and 80s. I mean, absolutely exponential rise. And that has that. But that doesn't necessarily do anything for a gender pay gap. The gender pay gap is the difference between men and women who are in work. So, of course, there has been many, many changes. There's been changes culturally in terms of men's role as fathers and the sort of amount of kind of hands-on work they might be doing at home. And there's also been increases in flexible working, remote and hybrid working as a result of COVID in the last couple of years that is going to have an effect on the gender pay gap. And yes, it has narrowed, and it is narrowing in most OECD countries to varying degrees. But I think the fact that, you know, this the discourse tends to be very much around we want to eliminate this gap. And I would see it very much as trying to see it more as an opportunity to reflect on what eliminating the gap would actually mean.
Okay.
It's not so simple, whether you're talking about for organizations or societies, you may not be able to narrow it, completely eliminate it. I don't think any jurisdiction has completely eliminated the gender pay gap. And it doesn't always represent, it might, for example, represent, you know, you could have a very low gender pay gap in a jurisdiction where there's very few women actually in paid work.
So you have to look at it in the round. That's a fair point. But
yeah, have to take a step back. Yeah,
we'll take a step back, but we'll take a step forward and do this conversation again in more detail very soon. But lecturer in management at University College Cork, Dr. Lauren Barry, fascinating to talk to you. Thank you very much indeed.